This Tourist A radio destination takes us to the Eyre Peninsula to Port Lincoln, right at the bottom of the EP. And I'm joined by Kath from the Port Lincoln Show. How are you doing?
Yeah, really good. Thank you.
Now, this year's show is a little bit different to previous, if you've been along. There's so much stuff happening. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, look, we're just trying to take it back to community. So changing things up a little bit, making it really fun. It's all about the kids and it's all about making it affordable for families.
The all-day kids pass. Now, this is probably the coolest thing for the kids, I think, ever. Because, what, it's $10 and you can do all of, well, pretty much every single show ride, no matter what, and just roll around and just go nuts.
Yeah, look, we've gone with a little bit of a different approach this year, going very local. All of our activities are going to be locally based. We've gone away from the big show rides, so we've made it, the kids come in, you pay $10 for the activities pass, and then they can just keep going all day. If you get in at 10:30, 11 o'clock, and you don't want to leave till 2, the kids can just keep going.
They'll be asleep in the car on the way home. It's the dream.
Yeah. So basically, once you've got through that gate, you pay your gate fee to get in, you pay your activity pass, and the kids are off.
That's so good. And it's all over the place. I mean, you know, there's jumping castles. There's going to be little athletics happening as well. There'll be footy clinic. There's something for the adults as well with bocce going on.
Yeah,
too,
Croatian Club bringing down the bocce for a little go.
And there'll be a stack of live music as well going on, hey?
Yeah, Chris Kenny's given us a big hand this year and she's got involved. And Joshy Willow's going to be there, soundcheck, Neil and Asher. And then there'll be a couple of others as well. So we're going to have a little bit of fun with the music. So for the adults as well, you're there with the kids, but there'll be entertaining music for us to listen to. We'll have a licensed bar going this year as well to, you know, just to kick back and enjoy the afternoon.
Have a cheeky frothy with some live music. You can't beat
it. Just one or two.
And 3 years ago, it happened and everybody raved about it, and it's back this year. The Aquaculture Centre. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, a few years ago, we did the Aquaculture Centre. Chris McGowan got heavily involved with it from the high school, running the aquaculture there at the high with the Barramundi program. And all of that, we've got 6, I think, in-town aquaculture industries. So they all get involved, and we have touch pools, we have aquariums going, we have competitions in the room, and then we'll do a little bit of free food tasting. Some of the tuna, some of the kingfish, we'll smoke it, we'll serve it sashimi. So it's to see what the aquaculture industry puts into this community, I guess.
Well, we are known as the seafood capital of Australia, and, well, let's be realistic, we're the seafood capital of the world. So what better excuse to come and savour some of it than at the Port Lincoln Show?
Yeah, it kind of fits in with the whole theme. We're trying to go back to community. And we're trying to get all areas of the community to take responsibility and come down to the show and be a part of it and entertain our kids. We don't have a lot in Port Lincoln, not a lot of activity days for the kids. So this is one day of the year where we don't want to break the bank. We want everyone to come, and it's affordable for everyone, and to be involved in what the community is.
Absolutely. A lot of competitions actually happening, because it wouldn't be a country show without some competitions going on. And the men's chocolate cake competition, I would enter, but it won't actually make it to the show.
I think that happens regularly.
But there's also a homebrew competition as well, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, look, that happens, and we get the guys from the brewery, our beautiful little brewery here, come down and judge it all. So it's community. It's what we're really trying to push in this town. Let's get back to community.
Beer Garden Brewing, they recently won some national awards as well. So the judging panel's kind of fairly well renowned, to say the least.
Kind of tough, isn't it? They might, if it's a good brew though, they might use the recipe.
Who knows? Watch out, keep it close to your chest in that case. There's also the art and photography competition too. And to get involved in that, just head up the Port Lincoln Show website, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can get it online on www.portlincolnshow.com.au.
Yeah, jump onto the Facebook page. And it's coming up Sunday, the 25th of August.
It's about a month. Yeah, it's not far away at all. So we'll get it all organised and it'll be a fun day.
It's going to be absolutely massive. If you've not been to a Port Lincoln show, or if you haven't been to a country show, this is pretty much the one you want to come to, I think, because there's just so much stuff. The petting zoo, sanctuary on air, footy clinics, bocce, the bar, the music, the competitions. It's going to be outrageously cool.
Yeah, it'll be a lovely day. Be a very cool day. Let's hope the sun shines for us.
Absolutely. Check out portlincolnshow.com.au and keep an eye on the Facebook page too, and can't wait to see you at the show Sunday, the 25th of August here in Port Lincoln. Kath, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you so much.